This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Hair Health and Plastic Surgery Information Channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with, once again, Dr. Ken Anderson, double board certified facial plastic surgeon and founder of Anderson Hair Sciences Center, located in Atlanta, Georgia. He is here today to speak with us about low-level laser therapy in hair restoration and regrowth. Dr. Anderson, welcome back to eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, you're welcome, and thanks for coming back to be with us. So let's get started. What is low-level laser therapy?
Well, low-level laser therapy is an exciting technology that's been around and approved by the FDA for treatment of hair loss since 2007. But really, some of the more effective devices have been coming out in the last 3 or 4 years. And what it is, it's a method to dramatically slow down or appear to stop the progression of hair loss, both for men and women. And in some cases, it can appear to regrow the hair. And this therapy is used in the privacy of your own home. And you do use the devices for about 30 minutes, three times a week. And after about sometimes 8 to 12 months, you can see regrowth. But really, just like the same reason we brush our teeth every day, so we'll have the same number of teeth in a year, it's most effective at stopping hair loss. And it's a complement to hair restoration surgery in that way, because the surgery will replace what's lost, but we need some way to stop the hair loss so we don't keep having to do surgeries to keep up with the progression of hair loss.
And who is a good candidate for low-level laser therapy?
More or less everybody who has male or female pattern hair loss is a good candidate for low-level laser therapy. The only contraindication to that is a cancer or a neoplasm of the skin of the scalp that is being treated, because it does really stimulate growth. The type of therapy it's performing on your scalp, in terms of how it actually works, the laser beam is a low-level energy beam. It is not warm. It does not burn your skin. It does not burn your hair. It doesn't even get hot. It's sending little pulses of energy into your skin. And those little pulses of energy are being absorbed by the mitochondria, which is a little organelle inside your tissue, in all tissues, that really is the energy center for the tissue. It revs up the metabolism of your hairs and skin in a sort of a therapy that's officially called, or in medicine called, photobiostimulation. And in very basic terms, it's like sending your hairs to the gym. It increases their metabolism, revs them up, gets them worked out, and really has been proven to increase both the number and density of the thick terminal, what we call terminal hairs. In terms of what can be expected, really, as I mentioned earlier, we're looking for it to do two different things in a person with hair, basic male or female pattern loss. And those two things are, one, prevent hair loss, future hair loss, and two, possibly regrow some of the hair that has been lost. It is more likely that the former, e.g., prevention of hair loss, is going to occur than regrowth, but regrowth has been seen among all age groups, and men and women, in a minority of patients. 40 or 50% of patients appear to regrow some hair, but well over 50% of patients will notice a dramatic decrease in the progression of the hair loss. Now, in terms of recommending low-level laser therapy, there are a number of products out there. There's the laser comb that many of us are familiar with from the SkyMall magazine. There are laser devices of varying efficacy and cost. The main variable, however, is that you want to consider in choosing a device is how many laser diodes does it have? In the United States, you really can't send someone home per the FDA, with a laser device where the individual diodes are more than 5 milliwatts. And so a comb, say with 12 diodes, is not going to be nearly as effective as, a laser device cap with, say, 225 diodes. You'd have to use the comb for 30 times as long. So a half hour with a laser helmet then becomes 15 hours using a comb. And patient compliance obviously is a real issue. No one's going to comb their hair for 15 hours three times a week. That's just not going to happen. So in considering a device, I would look for a device that has more than 200 of the little laser diodes and not go with one of the ones that has 20 or 30 of them, because you'd have to wear it for 10 times as long to get the same amount of energy into your little hairs there. And then, of course, the frequency of it, again, it's three times a week for 30 minutes, and that's pretty much it. It also really helps around the time of a surgery, but if you're looking to prevent hair loss or looking to possibly regrow some hair loss, low-level laser therapy is a non-invasive, non-surgical therapy that you can perform in the comfort and privacy of your own home.
There may be an overlap here, but how does low-level laser therapy work?
Low-level laser therapy works really by directly giving your hairs and surrounding skin energy. It's sort of like sending your hairs to the gym. The laser energy penetrates into the skin. It revs up the metabolism of the hairs, the stem cells, and the follicles, and it's very stimulatory in nature. It's kind of like working your hair out on a treadmill. And with continued use, the stimulation of the hairs and follicles has been shown to increase their thickness and number.
Today we are speaking with Dr. Ken Anderson, once again double board certified facial plastic surgeon and founder of Anderson Hair Sciences Center, located in Atlanta, Georgia, here on eHealth Radio's Hair Health and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Dr. Anderson, what results can be expected of low-level laser therapy?
Well, for prevention, in terms of the progression of the hair loss in both men and women, what I tell my patients is that at a minimum, we expect the progression of the hair loss to dramatically slow down or perhaps appear to stop. And that happens about 80% of the time. 75-80% of the time. A smaller percentage of patients who use the devices will notice that their hairs appear to regrow. In about half or a little under half of the patients who use these devices, the thick hairs will appear to increase in number and density to a varying degree. Rarely all of the hair could grow back, but this is most definitely not the norm. At a minimum, again, we're looking for it to stop the hair loss. Oftentimes, patients will come in with hair loss, and they wonder what they can do to get a full head of hair back. Well, that would require, you know, for a guaranteed result, that would require a procedure, a surgical procedure. To complement the procedure, I often advise my patients use a laser device to stop the hair loss, because a hair restoration procedure is the surgery is just a redistribution of whatever hair happens to be left in your permanent areas on the back and sides of your scalp. But if you go and lose all, you know, 85% of your hair, you're not really ever going to get back to a full head of hair. So as a part of a comprehensive treatment plan to replace lost hair, it's always a great idea to stop or try to control future hair loss, because due to the nature of the procedure, again, it's just a redistribution. So it's a good idea to hang on to as many hairs as possible, and the laser device is one of the most effective ways that we have that is FDA approved that is out there today.
And what would you recommend for those looking for low-level laser therapy, anything they should know?
I would just suggest that you consult with a physician who is dedicated to the practice of hair restoration surgery. It's its own field now, and he or she can guide you into the proper selection and fit of a device. There are some devices that are available on Amazon and on eBay, but those that you can get off online without visiting a doctor tend to be about only 10% as powerful as the ones that you can get in a physician's office. So a physician's appointment to a hair restoration surgery clinic is indicated to overview your own options, not just laser therapy, but, you know, we have other options in terms of controlling the rate of hair loss. So a physician's appointment is indicated to review your options and select your particular device.
Well, Dr. Anderson, we certainly appreciate your giving us all the ins and outs on low-level laser therapy. Certainly appreciate that. Where can listeners get more information about Anderson Hair Sciences Center, and how can they be in touch?
Oh, thanks for asking. We are online at www.atlantahairsurgeon.com, or you can give our offices a call at 404-256-HAIR. That's 404-256-4247, and the consultations with me are complimentary.
You can't beat that. Dr. Anderson, thanks for taking the time to be with us here once again on eHealth Radio. All the best.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Ken Anderson, double board certified facial plastic surgeon and founder of the Anderson Hair Sciences Center, located in Atlanta, Georgia. And once again, the website of reference is AtlantaHairSurgeon.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio, the Hair Health and Plastic Surgery Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.